In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Anna Schaefer was not a useless life, but a life filled with fruit for so many who surrounded her, and for so many who asked her for prayers, and whom she helped heal and even save their lives in danger, including many German soldiers in the First World War. May Jesus, who chose her to be his crucified wife, give us the faith we need to live detached from earthly things and live for the eternity that awaits us. She saw in her dreams the death of her brother Leopold, and also in dreams she saw the death of others, some of her acquaintances, and prayed for their eternal rest. A witness affirmed, "One day in 1923, a group of 8 young women from the Marian congregation went to visit St. Anna Schaefer. I was sad, and one of my companions told her. St. Anna Schaefer said, 'Yes, she is sad because her mother died a year ago, but also because she wants to become a nun, and they don't allow her. I was surprised that she knew my wish. She advised me to pray fervently, and that even if I had to wait 10 years, I would eventually go to the convent. Since then, I prayed a lot for this intention, and in 1933, after 10 years of speaking with St. Anna, I was able to join the Sisters of Charity in Monaco of Bavaria." Mr. Petz certifies, "One day, I went with my wife to visit St. Anna Schaefer at her house in the afternoon. Seeing us, she said, 'I have been waiting for you all day, because yesterday, during the potato harvest, you said that today you would come to visit me, and today you did not come.' We were amazed that she knew." St. Anna Schaefer would notify her mother when a guest came home for a visit. One day, St. Anna said, "Now the priest such and such is coming. He is now getting off at the Offendorf station." After a while, she added, "Now he is in Huttenhausen. Now he is in a house in Mindelstetten. Now he is entering our house. I, who was a girl, wanted to know if it was true, and I ran to the door of the house, and at that moment the priest came up the stairs." Miss Schmidt tells us, "Once St. Anna Schaefer knew supernaturally that 2 teachers were coming to visit her. When they entered her room, she rebuked them by name. They replied, 'How does she know us if we have never been here?' She replied, 'You want to put me through interrogation.' At this answer, they left the place and went away." And St. Anna Schaefer adds, "In Heindorf, there were 2 women, mother and daughter, who were in agony. St. Anna said that she should notify the parish priest so that he could administer the sacraments to them. The parish priest went and administered the sacraments of confession, communion, and anointing of the sick. The next day, when one of the 2 women came to the house of St. Anna to give her communion, she told her that she arrived just in time. That same day, the devil took St. Anna Schaefer out of her bed and told her, 'You have taken 2 souls from me.'" St. Anna Schaefer says, "During the First World War, I saw many battles fought, and I was on different fronts. Once, I was on the Romanian front, where there was a big battle. The whole field was a cloud of smoke and steam in the darkness. Only fire and falling shells illuminated the battlefield. I was very close to our soldiers, who were lined up, face to the ground. Among them, I saw some acquaintances. I went from one place to another. The enemy was also very close, and they saw me walking. Every time the fire illuminated the faces of our soldiers, I saw them with their faces bathed in sweat. In others, it was seen that they were dying, and I heard their tremendous moans. Many soldiers saw me and shouted at me, 'Get in front of me! Stand in front of me!' So I wanted to put myself in front of each one, and I went from one to another. And every time one of them said to me again, 'Get in front of me,' at that moment more than 20 projectiles passed through my body, and I stopped them, and they did not hit the soldiers. I was hit by so many bullets that it would be more than 1,000, but how difficult that reality must be for the soldiers. One year, at the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Eucharist, a friend told St. Anna how beautiful the feast and the procession had been. Then St. Anna replied, "I have also been to church. My guardian angel took me, and I attended the celebration. During the consecration, when the priest raised the host high, I saw it shine, and rays came out of it towards the whole world. The two hands of the priest, with which he held the holy host, also shone. As the procession passed by her house, her mother lifted her out of bed a little, so she could see through the window. Then she saw a row of innumerable angels who accompanied Jesus, and luminous rays came out of the holy host." One day, St. Anna Schaefer was praying, and she said to the Virgin Mary, "Mom, if I could find myself just one night before the Blessed Sacrament, I would be happy." And suddenly the answer came, "This will be granted to you." And the Mother of God took me in her arms to a small chapel where the Blessed Sacrament was. On January 12, 1919, I dreamed that a young man between 14 and 16 years old came to my room. He took my hand to greet me, and it felt very cold. I asked why it was so cold. He answered me, "This is why I have come to you. Pray for me, because everyone thinks I'm already in heaven, but I'm suffering in purgatory." One day, she was taken to purgatory, and there St. Anna Schaefer saw a 10-year-old girl who was crying. She asked her why, and she replied, "My relatives don't pray for me." St. Anna assured her of her prayers, and the girl clarified that she suffered a lot for having been too proud of herself. "They always told me that I had nice teeth and that I was very beautiful, and I put prayer aside." When children visited St. Anna Schaefer, she made them pray an Our Father for the souls in purgatory and recommended that they pray to the saints. One time, St. Anna asked for help to have a Mass celebrated for the souls in purgatory. During the First World War, she asked a lot for the dead or missing soldiers. St. Anna tells us, "On Ash Wednesday of the year 1920, I had a vision of being gravely ill and suffering for sinners. I was drenched in sweat, and I saw a wonderfully beautiful lady come to meet me, all dressed in white. She came into my room with a large basket of fresh roses and rosebuds. She threw them all on my bed and said, 'All your sufferings will blossom into roses.' And while she was saying this, all the roses and rosebuds grew and spread a delicate rose perfume. On March 1st, 1922, I saw that the Virgin Mary approached my bed, and she told me, 'Anna, it is time for you to receive your clothing.' She put a dress on me as if it were the dress of a nun in the convent. Then she put the veil on me. But as soon as she put it on me, she took it off and first put on a crown of thorns and told me, 'Now you will be able to suffer more than before.' Then she put the veil on me over the crown of thorns." A witness notes, St. Anna Schaefer had a great devotion to the Virgin Mary, whom she called Mom. She frequently had ecstasies and supernatural visions. I have attended some. The day of the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary in 1923 or 1924, I was in her house, and suddenly she stood motionless, looking towards the church. When she came to herself, she said, "Our Lady has been here with the Saints of the Rosary, Dominic and St. Catherine of Siena, and many flowers." In May 1909, while I was being treated and cleaned to the bone, I saw Our Lady of Sorrows with the child Jesus. The Virgin was on my bed, and I was very thirsty. the child Jesus, smiling, brought me a glass of water to drink. On May 3, 1918, I had a vision in a large church. To the left was an altar dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosary, who had the child Jesus in her arms. I looked at the image and saw the Virgin smiling at me and holding out a large rosary. The child Jesus took it in his hands and gave it to me. I felt happy to have such a precious rosary in my hands. One day I was in ecstasy and was taken from this world. The clouds parted and a wonderful garden full of flowers appeared. In that garden I walked a lot. At a certain moment, many virgins came to meet me, and each one bowed their head in greeting. Walking, I found some tall young men, and in the midst of them, a lady of indescribable beauty came to meet me. She took me by the hand and told me, "Anna, come. Difficult days will come. Have courage. My divine Son will reward you for everything." The Virgin took me to a square and told me, "Look, this will be your room for all eternity." And I saw the Holy Father who was in Rome, and he gave me his blessing. There in heaven there were meadows and forests, streams and mountains, rooms and palaces, but everything was transparent and spiritualized, while on earth everything is stained by the curse of sin. Another day I had a vision. I was walking through a beautiful garden full of roses and other flowers. In the middle of the garden, I saw a beautiful boy about 9 years old. I approached and saw that it was the child Jesus. Around him were many white lilies. He took me to another flower spot, and I saw 5 red lilies. The child Jesus told me that I would receive a white and a red lily. The white symbolized purity, and the red, the martyrdom of suffering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.